Actress Rachel Zegler trashed Snow White's love interest as a stalker. Suggested all of characters' scenes could be cut in Disney remake. By Simon Kent on August 14, 2023. Actress Rachel Zegler, who plays a Latina Snow White in the woke Disney remake of the celebrated classic, trashed the original by saying the key love interest Prince Florian is a creepy stalker with all of that character's scenes a possibility of ending up on the cutting room floor. Zegler made her Snow White comments in an interview excerpt that was aired again Sunday as she cast doubt on the movie's plot given the original was made in 1937 and claimed Snow White's love interest literally stalks her, adding weird. So we didn't do that this time. Instead she said people can look forward to a very different approach to what is a love story. Because it's not really about a love story at all. The new version of Snow White is set for release in March 2024. This is not the first time Zegler has seemed to pledge a totally new woke approach to a Disney cinematic masterpiece. It's no longer 1937, the actress warned Variety at last year's D23 Disney Fan Expo where the latest video clip originates from. She's not gonna to be saved by the prince, and she's not gonna be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. And the leader her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave. And true. It's just a really incredible story for young people everywhere to see themselves in, she added. As Breitbart News reported, Snow White is already generating significant blowback after an unflattering set photo showed the seven dwarves are played by a multiracial, gender-diverse group of hipsters, all but one of whom are full-sized. Last year, actor Peter Dinklage lambasted the idea of all seven characters being dwarves, sending Disney scrambling to consult with members of the dwarfism community. In what appeared to be a calculated PR maneuver, Disney initially said the photos were fake, only to retract the statement hours later, admitting the images were real but unauthorized, thus leaving potential audiences even more confused than previously. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.